Ed Miliband has been meeting people in Brixton who were affected by the riots on Sunday night here. He's also been talking to community leaders and young people in this area and has started what he calls a national conversation on the issues around the last few days. And we've heard a lot of ideas here today. Mr. Miliband has been taking lots of notes. So, Mr. Miliband, you want a national conversation, but some people are saying isn't the time for talking over? They need some action.
Well, the time for talking has begun. The action that was required was to restore public order to our streets. But if anybody thinks that the solutions to this are simple, they are completely wrong. But the solutions in terms of bringing people to justice, in terms of restoring order, are simple, and that's very, very important. But if we're not going to have a repeat of events like the ones that we've seen over the last week, we've got to look deeply into what this says about our society. That can't just be done by a committee of MPs, which isn't even looking at those issues. It's got to be done by a sustained national conversation that hears the law-abiding citizens of our communities that have been affected, because they have a right to have their voice heard.
Now, David Cameron called the society sick. Do you agree with him? And do you think that your government over the last 10 years played a part in creating it?
Well, I don't like that description, because I just heard from people in this society who are anything but sick. They are great people. They are people who are doing great things for this community. There are people in our society who've done sickening things. Let's all as a society take responsibility for those individuals and for what has been, what they have done, and let's solve it. But let's not dismiss sections of Britain as sick, because actually today proves something else.
And finally, what one thought, or there's been so many ideas in this meeting today. What have you got from it?
I think it is a message of hope. I think it is hope that there are great people who have the solutions within themselves and within their communities to many of the problems we see, but also hope in the sense that young people need to be given hope. There's never any excuse or justification for violence and the vandalism that we've seen, but they need to be shown, young people and indeed older people, that actually there is a better way than going into a shop and nicking a telly, than vandalising your own community, and that they can have a stake in our society.